Hello New Life Church. Have you ever been around someone that you wish would get what they really deserve, even if it's not good? I know many of us have. Today, I want to walk you through a passage of scripture that comes from the book of Luke. It's chapter 13, verses 6 through 9. It's the parable of the barren fig tree. We see Jesus almost painting a portrait for an audience that, well, there wasn't a lot of mercy at that point. They were all about the judgment. They were all about the wicked getting what they deserved. In fact, if you look around today, there's not a lot of mercy. We see a lot of judgment. But Jesus starts out by painting a picture of a vineyard owner that has planted a fig tree in a vineyard, and it's not producing fruit. 3 years, which is ample time for this tree to produce fruit. Still nothing. The vineyard owner wants to cut it down. But the mercy comes in when the vineyard keeper steps up. He says, "Give it one more year. Let me dig around its roots. Let me fertilize it. Then if it doesn't produce fruit, you can cut it down." It's almost like he's saying, give it a second chance. I don't know about you, but I'm very thankful that we serve a God of second chances. If it wasn't for the sacrifice that Jesus made for you and I, well, we would be in trouble. Let's talk about the fruit for a moment. I don't know about you, but there were several years in my life when I didn't produce a lot of fruit for God's kingdom. As a matter of fact, I spent most of my time chasing success, or what I thought success looked like. It wasn't until I truly understood what God's mercy was all about that I realized He had a purpose for me. Church, He has a purpose for you as well. Today, I want to extend a challenge to you. I want to ask you this week to be in prayer. Ask God, is there someone in your life or maybe someone around you that you should reach out and extend that mercy to? Also, be asking if there's an area where you should be producing fruit. Maybe it's to pray with the person in the cubicle next to you. It may be to start a life group in your subdivision. It may be to serve in your local campus, the church that you're plugged into. New Life Church, let's be known as a generation of contributors and not a generation of consumers. And let's see what kind of fruit God can produce through you and I. God bless you, New Life Church. We'll see you soon.